Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend David Dossie being back on the show. David is a partner with Gallagher & Dossie LPA, a registered professional engineer, an intellectual property attorney. His forebears were called patent attorneys. Now they're IP attorneys, and he's also my IP attorney, and he's our good friend David. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor.
Good to have you back, as always. The honor is ours. So, okay, you got some ideas about intellectual property and a startup, don't you?
Sure. Yeah. Thinking of topics for the show, a reoccurring theme I always see is small business success is often about efficiency and, as you know, reducing friction in the system.
Right.
And with small businesses, you're looking at basically three categories. Either you're starting a business from scratch, you're an existing business and you're dealing with freelancers, or you're looking at maybe buying an existing business from someone that's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And in each of those categories, there's like this low-hanging fruit that consumes so much of the business owner's time. And if you can recapture that time, the efficiency gains and reducing the friction in the system allows you to do so much more and focus on profitability and everything else. And so within
a huge part of that is holding payroll down.
Sure.
It's also a huge part of that is also learning how to delegate. And a lot of that is in your intellectual property in the form of systems, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so looking at that first kind of category of starting a new business from scratch, what I see people, new business owners that are just considering starting a business or have started it, where I see the friction in the system and I see them wasting time and money is always related to the contracts with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's face it, most new small businesses are service-related businesses. So in a service-related business, your clients are either consumers or they are other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little bit of upfront planning and laying out a process for engaging with those either consumers or the businesses can pay off in spades and save you so much time. And part of that is what I would call the client intake process or getting that contract on file with your end client, the consumer, or the business.
Well, not just save them time, but what you're talking about is going to save them a lot of money and help them collect the money when somebody tries to balk on them.
Right. Well, you've got to lay out a process to get the client intake done. People want to contract with you.
Mm-hmm.
The easier you make it for them to contract with you, it's going to reduce your stress and reduce their stress.
Right.
And the clunkier it is,
the less likely you and your people are going to want to do it, and the more unprofessional it makes you look.
Absolutely. And I tell people, you know, think about it when you go in to get your car serviced at your car dealership. You go in and they've got forms, and I go and I sign on a little iPad and I initial four different locations,
right.
And they've made it such a streamlined, efficient process,
mm-hmm,
that in the end, I don't know what I've just agreed to, but it's so easy. I've probably just agreed that any damage they cause, I'm responsible for, and they are not responsible
right.
for.
They've succeeded in intimidating an attorney, haven't they?
Right. And you've got to, as a small business owner, you've got to try to make that process just as easy for your clients. And the biggest mistake I see people make is, well, they realize they've got to do a contract. So then they'll come to their attorney, and every time it's a one-off situation that they'll get a contract, and then they'll bounce that contract to their client. And the worst thing you can do is send it like as an editable Word format,
mm-hmm,
document. Because
mm-hmm,
that's an invitation to tweak every sentence and every language.
Oh, yeah.
And by the 10th back and forth exchange, you know, you've wasted a day. You've contacted your attorney three times, and the friction there is just through the roof. So if you had if you went through the effort of setting up an online client intake process where everything is, they just fill out some information, check some boxes, accept your terms and conditions, that process has reduced your risk, made the process so much more enjoyable for the other side, and eliminated a ton of friction.
Hold on to that thought, David. We'll come right back after this break. And David's going to talk to us about dealing with freelancers in our business, doing the same process, as well as what it looks like when you buy a business. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.